This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
Here's what's going on today.
I want to issue an apology to someone I work with.
You know what? Say no more. I forgive you already.
Someone I now realize was right I was wrong.
And I've never, ever experienced this before. We're in uncharted territory here. But you know what? You don't have, love means never having to say you're sorry.
Gavin, what? I'm sorry.
No, oh. Absolutely not. No. What you for? Owe me so many more apologies.
No, you don't. No, you give me an apology.
Oh, please.
Well, for so long, I gave Gavin a hard time for having a Google Android phone.
Yes, you did. You were caustic.
I was.
You were mean. There were so many days, you don't even know. You would leave, and I would have to hold him.
Oh, agree.
I would cuddle him, and I would let him put his head on my shoulder, and I'd be...
And cry.
It's all right, yeah. Son. You're going to be
good
fine.
Grief.
My therapist did the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, she destroyed this
it
boy.
Was dark days.
His having an Android phone, it ruined any texting conversation I had with him. If I sent a video to him, it was blurry. Or if he was in a texting conversation, like a group thing, if someone thumbs up something or they ha-ha'd something, it would text that out, sending another text message. Also, too, those little green bubbles, it's hard to read.
Oh, it's awful.
It's terrible.
He has since become an iPhone person.
Yes. Yeah, but I blamed him for the whole thing. But it turns out I should have been blaming Apple iPhones all along. So recently, Apple got called out by Google. According to them, the reason texting has become so annoying between the two phone types is because Apple refuses to update their texting software.
Okay, I get this, because Google does their thing and they're like, if Apple would just get up with us, it's fine. It's not an us problem, it's Apple problem.
Right, because if you notice, if you're an Apple user and someone you're texting is a Google Android user, you can't get those read receipts that you could get between two iPhones. Also, those little bubbles telling you they're typing doesn't pop up if it's an Android.
Right.
But all of those things could be solved if Apple would just update.
And none of these things ultimately were worth destroying a friendship for. I think Betty learns that now.
But she did.
But yeah, she's seen the error of her ways now.
I said I'm sorry. What more do you want?
I'm going to need some time.
Uplifting WayFM. This is the Wally Show. And remember the story in the Bible about Moses going up on the mountain and like all the Israelites freak out and he's been gone for a while and they're like, I don't know what else to do. Let's build golden calves and worship this idol.
Yeah, and it didn't seem like he had been gone that long and they were already like, he's dead.
Yeah, we got to move on. Let's find a new God. You know, it was crazy. But we think about that and we're like, oh, okay, those people were nuts. We're totally not like that. We don't ever create idols anymore. But we have modern day idols that in essence do the same thing. They take the place of our relationship with God, or they maybe don't get rid of it, but they reorder the importance of things.
Priorities.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And so Lifeway did a research study, and they found that some of the biggest idols that people now have in their lives are control and security. That's like the first one, more so than money. Money was number two.
Control and security. What is that? How does that become an idol?
Like that you want control and security over anything else. Like you're going to take
I see.
The bull by the horns, as it were. And
I see.
Not trusting God. So you doing that becomes the thing you focus on versus allowing God to work in your life and being patient. Money, approval is another thing that we seek out. I mean, you look at social media and we talk about kids desperately wanting approval, and we constantly are like, kids, don't do that. And then we do the same thing as adults. Come on. And so that's kind of like, I want to use that as the springboard for this conversation about what is the modern day idol that maybe you struggle with, you know, and maybe you're kind of dealing with. And for me, my whole life, money was a big thing for me. You know, like it was always my security blanket, you know, and I could run to that not God. And so God had to do some shifting in my life. But sometimes idols can be good things. And for me, it transferred from that and became work. Mm-hmm. Work became the thing, my be-all, end-all, my identity, the thing I put before everything, sometimes before family, sometimes before God. And while working hard is not a bad thing, when you get it out of balance, it is.
Yeah, and maybe you've got that thing in your life that maybe you didn't realize till now it's an idol. Yeah. And who knows, you know, you pointing it out in your own story, in your own life, maybe inspires someone else to see what they're doing and maybe make a few changes.
And this might help you figure out if it's an idol or not. Where do you spend the most time, money, and thought? Like, what are those things that you are spending all your time consumed by thinking about or investing in? That might be your idol. So put it under that microscope lens and let's see what we get here. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. So what would something that you've kind of struggled with in that area?
Well, it's funny. God must be definitely trying to teach me a lesson, because as soon as I got in the car, I'm on my way to work. I teach high school. And as soon as I get in the car, I hear you, Wally, talking about how your idol eventually ended up being work. And like, I'll spend 12 to 14 hours a day at school. And I have two kids, a husband, four pets, and they never see me. And it's become like this. I need to rescue every single kid that I teach. I need to be there for them. I need to save them, you know, whatever that looks like. And because of that, I've kind of neglected my family. And it's, again, I get in the car and I hear you and I'm like, all right, God, I'm going to listen.
You think you're doing the right thing. And again, idols can be things that aren't bad. Like being good at your job and loving on these kids is not a bad thing. But when it replaces the time that you would spend in your relationship with God, or maybe the time that you would spend with your family, that's when it just gets out of balance. And so I'm just telling you this as a fellow person who has had this out of balance for years and I'm trying to get it back right, you know, that it is a problem. And so maybe this moment for you hearing this, maybe this whole thing was for you today, you know?
Oh, that's so sweet. That makes me feel pretty special. Thank you.
So have you ever found yourself kind of in that position?
I experienced like a 5-day panic attack, and I kind of just realized that my control and security over finances, work, childcare, like all these things that were consuming me and taking away from my focus on God and my time with Him. Yeah, and then I had that 5-day panic attack and it kind of reset me. Like, I was like, something is missing here and I've got to fix it.
Control and security was actually the number one thing from this Lifeway research that people struggle with and they've put as an idol in essence. And I totally get this. I'm a control freak. I want to do everything myself. And when that comes to God, that's super challenging because I like to tell Him how to do stuff.
And it always feels like we have control, but then in those moments where, like you were saying, you know, this 5-day panic attack, you realize you have no control. And that's where you need to have your foundation built on Jesus. You know, like it's kind of like that parable he was telling in the Bible about building your house on the rock instead of the sand. You see where you're building your house when you find yourself getting anxious about things that you can't control. But when you find your peace and satisfaction in Jesus, it's like you get that peace that, like he says, surpasses all understanding.
Yeah, because the circumstance didn't change. You still have the lack of control, but it's the
your perspective.
Exactly. The perspective is the key shift in that. So, yeah, you're right in line with this study. And so hopefully this helps you just kind of reprocess it and remind yourself of that, too, when you're tempted to take back control, because we do that all the time. Okay, God, you got it. Oh, no, I'll take it back. So what is your idol that you realized you had to kind of address?
For a long time, it was my marriage and my wife.
Dude, I totally get that. It's a good thing. Like, if you're putting your wife first, it's great in your marriage, but it's not great to put your wife above your relationship with God. I did the same thing, and I thought I was honoring God. I thought I was doing right by my marriage, but it became the thing that was before my relationship with God. I understand that completely.
Seeking, you know, her approval became a whole lot more important than seeking God in my life. And the funny thing is that as the years went by, I felt like I got that approval less and less. So, you know, it left me pretty broken at one point. And the funny thing was, I was able to love her better and put less pressure on her when I was getting my satisfaction from God. I needed him, and then I was free to love her. I didn't need to drain from anymore.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing, too. It's kind of that oxygen mask on a plane principle. You got to put yours on first to then help somebody else out. And you think by putting my wife first in my marriage, I'm doing the right thing. But you actually have to put your mask on first and have your relationship with God in the right place. Because if you do that, then you are, like you said, you're going to love her better and you're going to have a stronger relationship.
Absolutely. We have an eternal soul. We need an eternal Savior. And a person just can't carry that burden. And so if we're relying on somebody for that, I mean, we're going to be hurting, and then we're also going to hurt them.
So I think every guy should go home today and tell their wives, hey, guess what? You're not number one anymore.
Oh.
Okay, maybe phrase it differently, but just tell them that God's going to be first in your life. They will be happy, I think.
They will.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
Here's a little something to help set the tone for the day. It's the Wally Show.
So it's that time of year, the kids are heading back to school. Some of you might already have your kids back in school. And as a parent, it's great to get some of your time back, but you also worry about your kids and you miss them. So it's a little bittersweet. You know, and moms always have that tradition, that first day back to school tradition. Did your mom do anything with you, Betty Lou? I'm curious.
She didn't take my picture before.
She didn't?
No, I think she didn't want to jinx me because she was like, she made it to another grade. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we started off this long and she's still progressing, so we don't want to mess this up. You mentioned a photo. That's what a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. Straight up first day of school photo, big smiles, mm-hmm. clean clothes. The fun thing to do is to take the same photo when they get home from the first day.
Oh.
I started off shirt all tucked in, hair combed. I came home looking like I had been at 47 hours at the office, just disheveled. I couldn't even shave, and I had a 5 o'clock shadow. Like, that was tough. Of course, you've got the first day of school photo, but some other people are doing like different traditions and starting some new things that maybe this might give you some idea. I found a couple things that people are doing. Like, one is a giant T-shirt on their little kid, but it would be the size that their kid is when they graduate. So it says, you know, Rowan, class of 2030 or whatever.
Yeah.
And so you put them in that shirt when they're little and take that picture in that same shirt every year.
That's a really cute idea.
Yeah, I thought that one was
really
good.
But what if they get, like, bigger than you realized and then it's like a midriff situation?
Yeah, well, there you go. You stop taking photos at that point. Make a vision board for the year, you know, put those words up. Their parents, like adults do this, you know, choose kind, dream big, go for it, embrace challenges, do your homework.
Right.
You know, stuff like that. And then this one I thought was really sweet. Matching bracelets, okay? Sadly, my mom could have done this with me. I love jewelry, but whatever. but like for you and your daughter, like matching bracelets, the same bracelet, one small one for her, one bigger one for you, and you write a little note that's like, hey, remember when you get scared or nervous today, look at your brain. I'm getting choked up. Oh, what in the world? I'm thinking of my daughter.
What is going on?
I'm thinking of my daughter when she was little. But like, you know, you're like, you know, look at your bracelet and know that I'm thinking and praying for you. I'm like, oh, that's so sweet.
That's precious. Yeah. I know you want me to talk right now.
No, I know, and you won't. You're just going to leave me hanging while a tear rolls down the side of my face.
That's really precious, though.
Yeah.
It's cute.
I love jewelry that much. Uplifting. Thing, Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And when it comes to raising kids, moms get all the credit. I am so tired of that. Oh, we do everything.
Wait a minute. Watch your step.
No, I will tell you that, like, I do understand that in a lot of relationships, a vast majority of the child raising or rearing, I think is the proper term, falls on the wife.
Yeah, because you always hear the kid going, mom, 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 right. mom, never right. dad.
Because dad doesn't even hear that. Like, let's be honest. Dads are trained to not hear that. And so I do think, though, like there are some moves that dads do, like parenting moves, that are like genius. And I don't think that we get the credit for them that we deserve.
There are times where, yeah, like they are good about finding fun ways to do things.
Exactly.
But the mom kind of has to be on the stricter side because the dad gets to be fun.
Fun dad. That's what we do. So this is a dad brag, okay? This is a chance for you to brag about something that you've done that you're like, that was a great dad move, okay? Like mine the other day, my daughter, we went to visit her, and she's living on her own and stuff, but I like to spoil her when I see her. You know, I don't get to see her as much anymore. So we take her shopping to Target, and I used to always find fun ways for her to, like, get little treats at the store, and like I'd have her guess how much money was in my wallet, and if she got within, you know, $5, she got one item that I would pay for. If she was in within, you know, $1, I would buy everything or something like that. And so I came up with this the other day. I said, okay, I have a Target cart. I've got the little thing open up where the kid sits, so you've got a small basket and the big basket. I said, I will buy everything that's in one of those two spaces, but I'm not telling you which space I'm choosing, okay? Ooh. I've predetermined it. So you have to decide what you want to put in each spot, thinking, all right, am I going to put the expensive thing in the bottom, hoping that that's the one he's chosen,
right,
or do I put it in the top?
Ooh, there's peril
yes.
at stake.
And because she had to buy the other stuff, and so she labored over this decision, over each item, moving it back and forth and trying to read me.
But it made it into a fun kind of game.
Absolutely.
And it's a memory that you and her will share for forever.
Exactly, and that was the fun part of it, and the beautiful part is, too, is like you know what you've selected, so if it gets too expensive, you can change because you didn't tell.
tricky.
Yeah, dad brag. That's how you do this. But that was, yeah, you're right. That's a fun thing that we do from time to time to just make a shopping trip more memorable.
Right.
And she'll always remember these things. So 855-33-WAY-FM. That's the number to be on the show. We love having you on with us. 855-33-WAY-FM. Dads, this is your moment. Dad brag. What is that great dad move you did that maybe didn't get recognized? Or maybe your wife didn't even like fully understand it. And you're like, this is money. This is a dad brag moment. 855-33-WAY-FM. If you are brave enough as a woman and your husband's not around and you want to share one he did, welcome to call as well. 855-33-WAY-FM. So are you going to brag about a move that your dad made or your husband made?
So I'm going to brag on my husband. He's actually very handy and builds a lot of the things that we have in our house. So one of the things he's built is our kids' beds on wheels so they can move them around the room and orient them how they want. The most recent one was he built a giant Nerf gun case. So it almost looks like a safe, but for Nerf guns.
That
for our
is
boys.
So great, man. And that's something your kids will always, always remember. I love that.
Yep. So he's trying to make a lot of things fun, and some of those projects are expensive, but he enjoys it and he loves it, and it's something that he can do with the kids, too.
Are you ever a little jealous that he gets to be fun dad while you have to be strict mom sometimes?
Yeah, a little bit.
You just need to out-fun him. Just be more fun, that's all.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if my wallet can handle that.
I'm like, hey, dad, you can brag on your move, but I love that women are calling to brag on their husband's move. So what's yours, Sierra?
Okay, so for my daughter's 9th birthday this year, we were in a really tough financial spot and weren't going to be able to do a birthday party for her like she wanted. And my husband took the last $5 out of his wallet, went up to the Dollar Tree, and bought pink streamers and pink balloons, and it was $5. But he decorated the whole house, and he even turned the streamers into the number 9 on the wall for her, because she absolutely loved it.
Nice. He made that $5 look like $1 million. I love that.
That's so sweet.
He did. He did. And it was everywhere. It took us 2 days to take it all down.
Oh, boy, that is a dad move. So that's the cool thing, though, too, because she probably won't remember any gift that she got that year, you know, for her birthday 10 years from now. But she will remember the effort that her dad put into making that day special.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right, Bob, you're up. It's Dad Brag. A chance for you to brag on your dad move. What do you got?
Yeah, I was trying to teach my son a lesson about gambling, like betting, because he was always saying, I'll bet you, I'll bet you, I'll bet you. So we decided to do a contest to see whose paper airplane could fly the farthest. I don't remember what he wanted. He was maybe 13, 14, so he probably wanted like a video game or something to do with like paintball gun or something. He needed like $80, and he said, all right, I'll bet you $80. And I said, all right, I'm betting that if I win, you have to get a bachelor's degree. And so I gave him a little bit of time. I said, go ahead and build your airplane. And we have these like airplane paper airplane making books that you can look at. And he looked in there. He said, all right, I think this one will go the farthest. He made his airplane. I got my airplane out. I folded it up a little bit. And then I said, okay, throw yours. So he threw his. His went maybe 10 feet or something. And I crumbled mine up in a ball, and I threw mine, and it went like 50 feet. He said, hey, that is cheating. I said, no, that's my idea of an airplane. I said, it flew, and it flew farther than yours. He said, that's not an airplane. That's cheating. I don't know if he gambles or not, but I'm pretty sure he'll never forget that.
That's so great. That is a very valuable lesson. I love that you're like, okay, I bet you're going to have to go get a bachelor's degree. And he's like, okay, fine, I lost. But ultimately, you lose because you're paying for it.
Yeah.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and you may have heard us talking about the world's biggest baby shower, and we're kind of coming to the end of this, and we want to help as many moms in need as we can last minute, get the things they need to take care of their babies, and as we come down to the final days, Becca from Middays had shared a conversation with me that she had with this lady named Veronica that really underscores the purpose of this, and that it's about individuals and not issues. This is about helping people like Veronica who needed help at one time, and her story's hard.
I found out I was pregnant at the end of my junior year in high school. Got married when I was 17. Our marriage was very toxic with a lot of verbal and emotional mental abuse. Women feel like if they have to ask for help, that makes them weak. You are strong because you are capable of being aware that you need help.
And Veronica's story, it's not uncommon. She stayed in this marriage and even had more kids.
When I got pregnant the third time with my son, it was a very rocky time in our marriage. We weren't even together at the time, and I had thought about terminating that pregnancy. And for that first year, it was really hard for me to look at my son and be like, I can't believe I thought about not having you here. But here he is, and he's here, and I love him to death.
And you flash forward in her story, and it might be a little tough to hear, but Veronica is why we're doing the world's biggest baby shower. Her husband died, and she found herself pregnant in a relationship with a man who wanted nothing to do with being a father, and she did decide to terminate that pregnancy, and she lives with that.
I know in my heart that I would have loved that baby no matter what, but I didn't think about that at the time. I hope that more women will come out and be able to say, like, I need help. I am struggling, or I don't know how to do this.
So the good news is, after working with local centers, you know, for World's Biggest Baby Shower, Veronica joined a post-abortion support group, and she said she's found that helpful. And, you know, we want to make sure that we, you know, help people, and we don't condemn people. That's not our job here. Our job, Jesus has told us to love people, love them well, and help them. And that's what we're doing with the World's Biggest Baby Shower, because people find themselves in different places and in different times of need with regards to pregnancy. And this is a way that if you see all the news stories and you think, well, what can I do? How can I help? This is a great way that you can help meet a tangible physical need for a mom right now.
Yeah, with the world's biggest baby shower, we're looking for people to donate those wipes, diapers, even those pull-ups. You know, some people forget about the kids that are growing up. And there's still moms out there that have toddlers and they still need help. So maybe you could do that. Maybe you could give formula as well. If you can, text the word baby to 91979. When you do that, we'll send you a link, and that'll give you all the information you need. That's baby to 91979.
But we are running out of this. It's our last week with this, and so just a few more days, and we'd love to help you get involved and make a change for a woman just like Veronica. Fine print drives me nuts. I'm always like, what are they trying to hide? Hey, it's Wally. And I was actually talking about this with Betty and Gavin on our podcast the other day. Have you ever read any of the fine print on anything?
No.
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 And they know that. That's why it's important to trust the people that you do business with. Like, I closed on my refinance with United Faith Mortgage. Love those guys. And I read about nothing, you know, like, but just I trust them. That's exactly it. Like, I trust them. And that's what's so important. This lady that they sent to the house is great. This is what this is. This is what this is. And you're like, all right, just let me sign. Let's do this.
Let me sign my life away. Oh, yeah. Whoops, so, I just gave away my child. Yeah. My bad.
Well, that's okay. Joke's on them. She's going to cost them a whole lot. So if you need a loan or you want to refinance your home, do yourself a favor and talk to United Faith Mortgage. They are faith-based and they do not play the fine print game. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Maple Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Gavin.
If there are 2 days that are extra special for kids or just people in general, it's your birthday and Christmas.
Absolutely.
The two best days of the year. And yes, I think it's because you're getting presents.
Absolutely.
Birthdays for you being celebrated. Christmas, when it is celebrating Jesus, it's also celebrating our happiness.
Nice caveat, but I like presents too.
Exactly.
Nothing wrong with that. But I feel bad for the kids that have a birthday in December. They get hosed. Like, because the birthday and Christmas gets combined a lot of times. Uh-huh. And so you're like, well, that wasn't fun.
Especially if it's like within that week. My wife's birthday is December 19th. And honestly, we're always traveling on that day. And so we always try to stop and have a nice meal or celebrate beforehand, but yes, they are very close together.
Do you have to get her birthday presents and Christmas presents?
I do personally. Cool. She has explained,
a lot of pressure.
She has explained to me that I don't have to. That's
but you
a lie.
Do. Yeah, it's a bald-faced lie from the pit of you know where.
Wow, healthy marriage, you say.
Exactly. But there was this mom who on her blog asks a very interesting question as it pertained to one of her children. She said, is it okay to celebrate my kid's half birthday as his birthday in June?
Oh, okay. So do the whole party and everything.
Yes.
Like, hey, this is his birthday. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think that's a problem because it's just a bummer. Like, the kids get hosed on Christmas birthdays. Yes.
Yeah, one of my best friends, her son, his birthday is on December 24th. And I always feel bad for him because all his friends are out of town.
Yeah.
Or they're with family.
Oh, yeah.
And his sister, whose birthday is in August, she gets all the parties.
Yeah.
So I would get it.
I would just take and just, like, especially if you do it when they're young enough, they'll never even know. You know, the only time it would mess them up is when they go for a job and then they find out, like, they're 18 and find out, like, wait a minute, my birthday's not in June? You've lied to me this whole time?
He tries to rent a car at 25.
Yes.
They're like, sure, you're 24.
Yeah, and a half.
No.
Yes. I don't see a problem with that at all. Did people have a problem with it? People were like, of course they did, because it's the internet. Everyone has a problem with everything.
No, for the most part, people were explaining that they thought this was a good idea. I personally think it is a good idea. I have a November birthday, which is enough space in between Christmas, but it's always, for a lot of places I lived, it was cold.
You should switch your wives, honestly.
Oh, wow.
That's a great idea. It's not too late to switch her. She gets presents earlier.
Do I have to ask her, or do I just say happy birthday in June now?
Oh, no, I would ask her.
Okay.
Yeah, that's your relationship. You have to get everything cleared.
I do.
You have to live with it.
Yeah,
that's
true. Well, that sounded healthy too, Rock. As someone who also has to live with it and understands that you don't want to surprise your wife with things like that. Oh, you can do it the first year. Do it as a surprise birthday party for her. But then you have to tell her you're only getting Christmas presents.
But then, let's say when we fast forward to the actual day
only
of her birthday,
do I even talk about it? Don't even say anything? A card. Do a card on that day.
Can
happy
only
birthday.
Only see this going wrong.
That's very true, yeah. You might have to still be on the hook. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and one of the artists we play a lot of songs from because he's had a big career is one Mr. Jeremy Camp. My wife is a huge Jeremy Camp fan and loves his stuff, his old stuff especially. But he's still cranking out songs like this one here, too. And Gavin, you recently found out something about Jeremy Camp when he was on tour.
Yeah, so whenever an artist goes on tour, they go to these venues. And at those venues, you have what's called like a fitting room, or in a lot of cases, it's called a green room.
Right.
And that room is somewhere where the artist and his band members and a lot of other people can kind of hang out on like couches. They usually have like a fridge with drinks in it, stuff like that. But when Jeremy Camp was at one venue, that room actually had something. It was a one of those punching bag arcade games that you might see at like a Dave and Buster's or something like that.
And I guarantee you, because Jeremy Camp, you know, and I know this about him, he likes to work out. He likes to keep himself fit. He's a strong, big man.
Oh, he is.
He's a large man of muscle. And like a moth to a flame, there's no way Jeremy Camp walks in that room and doesn't instantly walk up and punch that thing as hard as he can.
Is it to keep people at bay or like to show them how strong he is, don't mess with them, kind of like a subtle way of
proof
saying,
his
alpha,
per se.
I think it is more of no one here in this world is going to be stronger than me. Yeah.
No. I wouldn't want to be stronger than Jeremy Camp.
No.
But actually,
I bet Chuck Norris could beat him up.
Do you take that back?
I'd pay to see that.
Maybe
but
Chuck Norris had God on his side.
Because Jeremy Camp does.
Exactly.
Okay, but with these video game, with this game, it's a score. You punch it and it scores you up to a total of 1,000.
Okay.
So he punches it. I want you guys to guess the score.
Up to 1,000?
Up to 1,000. Okay. What did Jeremy Camp
get? I'm trying
Camp
to think,
because
I've punched one of these things before, and all it did was hurt my wrist. I really did. I'm like, I didn't even get any points. It just hurt.
Wow.
What would you think, Rock?
I would say 895.
895. Ooh. I'm going to say 1 million. I'm going to say
he said it can't go past 1,000.
He hit the ball. It went through the machine, circled the earth, came back. He punched it again for a total of 1 million.
Clobbered Chuck Norris upside the head.
Exactly on the
and
way
then
by.
Came back.
For 1 million.
The machine said sorry afterwards.
Yes. So what'd he get?
Betty was only 9 points off.
Hey!
He scored an 886. Wow. Only an 886.
That's still impressive,
it
though.
Is.
You know, I would love to know from that same machine. Gavin, you do it.
Yeah.
I do it.
Yeah.
You do it, Wally, and see what we came up with.
Next time Jeremy's in town, we'll have to go to like Dave and Buster's or Chuck E. Cheese, because they have those there.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll see
Chuck
how bad
Cheese.
It is.
Can you imagine?
Oh, I know.
And you know at some point Gavin's gonna punch you and be like,
that hurts so bad.
No.
Yeah, not one of us would, I guarantee you. Like, so yeah, we'll do that next time he's in town. But 890, that's respectable. I was hoping you were gonna say it registered like 2. Like
I know.
The machine was broken or something, but all right, well, there you go.
Name it and claim it.
Name it and claim it. Claim it.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. We do Name It and Claim It, where people will ask us to help them name inanimate objects to give them a personality. And this is a really important one. It says, hey, Wally, my 12-year-old son, Evan, recently started the process of braces with some headgear.
Oh, bless.
Yeah, you know the headgear that clips in your mouth at night and makes you go, I got my headgear on.
Braces are tough enough as it is, but then to add on the headgear, oof, bless.
But I like this where they're like, yeah, let's go ahead and name it.
Yeah.
Like, let's not, ignore the elephant in the room.
Yep.
And I think by that way, you destigmatize it. Like, my daughter had, like, really big teeth when she was little, and we called them her chompers, you know? And it was like, then. Like, because no one can make fun of you. Those are my chompers. What are you going to do? So we thought it would be fun to have you guys name it in hopes of making the process slightly more enjoyable. Evan loves piano, composing, especially classical and jazz, tennis, Harry Potter, and I hope this picture helps you out. Thanks, Tracy. I went down so many rabbit trails and on this one, and I'm not even sure where I've landed because I want it to be right.
Well, and also, usually this is between Wally and I, but I have passed on the baton to Gavin because this little kid is a Harry Potter fan, and just like a 12-year-old little boy, Gavin is right there with him.
You're absolutely right about that.
Did you go down the Harry Potter road on this one?
I knew that I could based on the fact that he did love Harry Potter, but when I saw the visual of the actual headgear, I went down a different route, but a very nerdy route as well, in a way that I think this kid could like. I went down the Star Wars route.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Right.
And I actually combined it because he said he loved tennis as well. I did combine it with tennis.
Oh.
I felt like I had to somehow lock two of those things in. And for kids, it's like hard to be as confident when you have this thing. But I think through this name, he can channel two goats, greatest of all times.
Okay.
The name is the Darth Nadal.
The Darth Nadal.
So you take Darth Vader because the helmet's black, or the headset's black.
Black, okay.
So it's like a Darth Vader helmet, and Rafael Nadal is the greatest tennis player of all time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
One of the best. So the Darth Nadal.
Okay. Darth Nadal.
Interesting. I kind of went down the tennis route too because that's what I knew. That's a frame of reference. And there was an old tennis player back in the day called Jimmy Connors. He was a legend.
Oh, yeah.
And he had a racket called the T3000. And what makes the T3000 special was it was a metal racket, and it didn't have holes for the strings to go through. It had metal loops, kind of like your braces and like the headgear that our good friend here, Evan, is wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought about calling it the JC T3000.
Oh, for his name.
Because it sounds kind of robotic, too. Yeah.
I also like the fact that it says T3000.
Yeah.
It sounds like teeth.
Yeah, T3000, yes.
Which has
goodness.
To do with his teeth.
Yeah.
Gavin, I hate to do this because you know how much I always vote against Wally.
That's very true.
But I'm going with Wally.
There you go, the JC T3000.
I'd have voted for that as well.
Oh, nice.
Like, my first time in a while doing this and lose, but I would vote for that.
I love Gavin's lack of confidence in just about everything.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting! Way FM, this here's the Wally Show. A little good news, giddy up. Three rapid fire good news stories coming at you, designed to make you feel better because the regular news is a bummer. Let's start off with you, Betty Rock. Good news, giddy up, go.
I was shocked to hear this because I didn't even know it was a thing. So the Miss Universe pageant was updating its rules recently. So in the past, for at least 70 years, only single women between the ages of 18 and 28 could compete. And they had to never have had a kid either.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But starting next year, married women and moms can now compete.
I mean, I get if you're saying it's Miss Universe, so the idea is that you're single. Okay, fine. But I don't understand why you couldn't have, like, had a kid. Like, maybe you're married and you had a kid. But then if you still meet the, I guess, the physical criteria, that's a whole other discussion, honestly, that we could have. But, but if you still can fit into that world, then good on you.
Yes.
You know?
So hats off to you. Well done.
There you go. All right. Good news, giddy up for me. Gavin, we'll go to you next.
All right. There were some spelunkers. They were exploring a cave in Missouri this last weekend, and they found a lost dog that had been missing for, they said, 2 months.
How is that possible?
I have no idea. They said her name was Abby, and she's a senior dog.
Oh, no.
But once they got her out, they went door to door looking for her owner until they found them. It turned out she'd been missing for like two months. And they hadn't seen her since. That's so sad.
How did she survive?
I have no idea. Because I've gone in, I've done spelunking.
Yeah.
You can't see if you don't have the flashlight.
Yeah.
I wouldn't possibly eat whatever's in there either.
Yeah, I guess if you're a dog, you do. And like, can you imagine going in there and seeing something move for the first time? You're already probably a little heightened, you know? And like, what's that? Oh my gosh. And then you're thinking, it's a rabid wolf. But that's good that they saved the dog. Then there's a proud mom in New Jersey who, to show her daughter how proud she was for getting her doctorate, she bought a billboard, one of those digital billboards, and was celebrating her daughter. I thought it was great. It only cost her $1,250, which is a lot of money. I get that.
Wow.
But when you think of a billboard, you're like, oh, those things got to be a million, you know? But like, so $1,250, she worked it out so that the whole family showed up there and they all watched it. But it was a digital one, so it kept revolving and she kept missing it. So like, just look at the board. Keep your eyes on the board. Don't talk to anybody.
Don't blink your eyes.
Yeah. I wonder how long she got to keep it up, too, for $1,200.
Gosh, I would think for 12 weeks, but maybe not.
I don't know. Probably just a month, I would bet. So there you go. That's going to do it for your good news, giddy up. And if you're thinking about pricing a digital billboard, that should help you out as well.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Carrie Underwood. You know her from American Idol, also with hits like these.
There must be something.
May I point out. It's kind of ironic that one of them is talking about salvation, yeah, and then the other one is talking about getting back to it
with
the next. Yeah,
yeah. We'll go back to the first one.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Well, while Carrie Underwood wants to be best known in her career for her amazing voice, another asset that gets just as much attention are her legs. I've heard from my friends, mm-hmm, her legs are amazing, and as women, we want to be toned, we want to be fit, and she's got it down to a science. According to her personal trainer, Carrie is great on and off the road with staying consistent and motivated with leg workouts. And you know, on leg day, those are the days where you're like, I don't feel so good.
I was hoping you're going to say there's a magic pill.
No, what she does, it consists of squats, lunges, and deadlifts.
All
those,
of those
are hard.
I don't like.
Yeah.
But that's how you get Carrie Underwood
that's
legs.
That's how you do it. And if you're one of those women that have seen Carrie and thought, wow, I want her legs.
I wouldn't mind having Carrie's legs. Honestly, they're great. Like, I would, I mean, might look a little odd on me, but I'd be like,
tan, waxed, and everything.
Yeah, deal with it. These are great legs.
Well, if you want those legs, you're in luck, because Carrie just announced that her specific leg workout will now be available on her workout app called Fit 52. And here's what's great about this. She's adapted the workout for any fitness level.
So
no matter how out of shape you are, you can still work this into your routine.
Start somewhere. You got to start somewhere. Right. I mean, I'd start with Carrie's big toe. Like, give me Carrie's big toe. me work to that. Yeah, let me have Carrie's big toe first, and then I'll work up to her ankles. And then maybe I'll get a calf and dare to dream a thigh, you know? But I'm going
to
start with
dare
a big toe.
Dream.
I'm going to start with the Carrie Underwood big toe workout. And I'm going to look gorgeous. I'll be wearing toeless shoes.
Oh, no, this is a bad idea.
It's Mash!
Mania.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show, and you have a chance to win a prize right now with Matchamania. Now, here's how it works. We're going to give you a list, a question, and you have to get an answer right that shows up on this list. If you get an answer right on the list, you get a point. If you match with one of the members of the shows, you get 2 points, and if you get the number one answer, you get 3 points. And why the points matter is you have to get 4 points total, but you only get 3 questions. So you can't just get it on the list 3 times. You're going to have to match one of us or get a number one answer to help yourself out. So we'll give you an example of how this works here. Name a club other than a sports team that a high school student might join.
Oh.
Okay, so get your questions down. Like, I'm trying to think. I didn't have a lot of clubs in my school when I was growing up. Like, we did not have a lot.
I don't think we had any in mine.
Well, I definitely know that. You had to have had 4-H. Okay,
what
I got
is
mine
4-H?
Down. The thing where they people learn about cows and pigs and stuff and goats. And they raise
That's
them.
That's rude.
Well, yeah. Okay. So if we were playing this game, I would be the contestant. Betty Rock and Gavin are themselves. And so...
Hi.
Great.
Hi. And so I would say yearbook is one that I said. That was my answer. Huh. Betty Rock, what did you say?
Chess.
Chess club. Okay. Gavin?
Also said chess club.
You said chess club. Wow. For going from, you know, someone that did have any clubs in school to saying chess club, a big jump. You guys both had the number 2 answer.
Hey.
Oh, all right.
Hey, way to go, Gavin.
Yeah. Student council was the number 1. Thing. Yeah. I never saw that as a club, though.
I always thought they were better than other people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They're always the popular kids.
Yeah. Let me see. As it turns out, yearbook did not even make it.
Oh.
So I would have gotten no points for that. I would have
Loser.
Thought that would have been on there.
You were in high school.
Thanks. Yes.
I didn't mean that.
Just like you were in high school. Yeah, mean girl.
Haven't changed.
Yeah, if you want to play with the mean girl and Gavin and myself, 855-33-WAY-FM. Good luck. Yeah, like, bring your thick skin. No, your thick skin. 855-33-WAY-FM if you want to play a round of Matchamania. You can win a WAY-FM prize pack right now. 855-33-WAY-FM.
It's Match!
Mania.
A Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. Rachel, welcome to Match-a-Mania. Now, I'm going to give you a question, and it has some survey results. You have to tell us an answer, and then if your answer makes the list, you get a prize. If your answer makes the list, you get a point. But if you match with Betty or Gavin or myself, you get 2 points, and if you get the number one answer, you get 3 points. And getting multiple points is important because you only get 3 questions, and you have to get 4 points to win. So here we go. Name something that kids do that grown-ups would look silly doing. So let's all think about this here. What do you think, Rachel, would have made this list?
I'm gonna say playing in the rain.
Playing in the rain, okay. Mm-hmm. I have said Red Rover. I think Red Rover would be
funny. Oh, the game.
Yeah, to see adults playing Red Rover would look pretty silly. Mm-hmm. Betty Rock, what did you say?
Throwing a fit.
Throwing a fit, okay.
Oh, good one.
Gavin?
The only thing that came to mind was running around in their underwear.
Okay, weird.
Are you speaking from experience?
No, okay. No.
All right. Well, let's go through some of the answers here. Let me see. So let's just mark off underwear. That one did not show up here anywhere. Pitching a fit did not make it either.
How?
I don't know. It did not make it. Red Rover did not make it. Oh, this is not looking good. Did Rachel's answer make it? I'm going to give you playing in mud. Because I think that would count. You need water to make mud. And
playing
in the rain.
For sure.
I'm going to give you that. Some of the other things that made it. The number one answer was hopscotch. Adults playing hopscotch is funny looking.
Well, that's true.
Because your sense of balance somehow leaves you the older you get. It's weird. Jumping rope, playing with dolls, things like that made the answer. So, okay. The good news is you have 1 point there. Now we move on to our second question. Name something that starts with the word king. Name something that starts with the word king. So everybody get your answer down here. Let's start with you, Rachel. What is that word?
I'm going to say kingdom.
Kingdom. Okay. Probably not going to get any points here for that, but we don't know. Betty Rock, what did you say?
Kingpin.
Oh, like bowling.
Yeah.
Or like mafia. Okay. Gavin.
I said king bed because I have a king-size bed.
Boy, I feel like I'm the only one that like thought this was the obvious King Kong.
Or King Crab.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the answers that made it: Betty Rock, Kingpin, number 6.
Hey. Nice.
Well done. King Bed. Once again, Gavin throwing an over today. King Kong, the number one answer.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, it was.
You cheated.
And the good news is, though, Kingdom made it at number 4.
Woo!
So where that puts you, Rochelle, is 2 points. Last question here. You have to get at least a match with one of us or the number one answer to win this thing. So here we go.
Okay.
Name something that country songs are about. Name something that country songs are about. This should be right in Betty Rock's wheelhouse.
Yeah, it's just choosing which one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Right?
So Betty Rock has her answer down. Now, Rachel, what do you say?
I say about losing their loved one, like a breaking up relationship.
Okay. All right. There you go. Betty Rock, what did you say?
Dogs.
Gavin, what did you say?
Okay, I actually wrote the word breakup
because
I was thinking of that song by Carrie Underwood, the Before He Cheats.
Okay, all right.
Because that's a country song.
Okay, I had actually said trucks. I thought trucks would be on there. So
Okay. Here
we go. No Job made the list. Hard Times made the list. Trucks did not make the list.
Oh, what?
Dog did not make the list.
Come on.
Breakup made the list at number 2,
Woo!
Which means you match with Gavin. You got 2 points. Yay! You win.
Yay!
Gavin finally coming through clutch at the end of this game.
How
for you.
How did Gavin win that category? That's where I come from.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez.
It's almost like every country song has been about Betty. Well, congratulations, Rachel. You are a winner today on Match-a-Mania.
Thank you. Yay!
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show, and we have this thing called the prayer wall where you can post prayer requests and you can pray for other people while you're there. That's kind of like the only thing I ask. It's free. There's nothing, involved in it. But I ask that if you're going to go there and post a prayer request, even for yourself, just look through the other ones that are there and take a second to pray for one. You might be amazed at how that makes you feel, even though you're going there looking for something. Shifting that focus and praying for somebody else, it definitely does help out. But man, we love it. We love having you involved.
Yeah, and Teresa's a perfect example of the kind of prayer request that you'll see when you go to the prayer wall. Hers is pretty serious. She said, please pray for my marriage. My husband's been picking arguments with me, and I'm at the point where I want out, but I don't know how because I'm not able to work and I don't have any money.
Yeah, that's so hard, man, for relationships to show up there all the time. And because we all kind of have some sort of relationship in our life. And when they unravel or they don't go well, it's challenging for people. And you're like, man, what do I do? Where do I turn?
But there's a good chance that if she's not able to work, you know, she probably doesn't get out of the house much. She may not have family or friends there to get help from or ask for prayer for. So that's what's so great about the prayer wall is when you go there, you can ask for prayer and have those people praying for you. And when they hit that button on the side that says, I prayed for this, she gets a notification on her phone or through her email saying, hey, somebody prayed for you. And that might be what she needs in that day to stick with this marriage and figure out what she needs to do next.
Yeah, and if you want to be part of it, either on the prayer side or the being prayed for side, all you have to do is text the word pray to 91979. That's pray to 91979, and we'll send you a link.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it's Mind Blown!
Mind Blown?
Mind Blown.
Oh, question mark on that one there, Betty. This is where I attempt to make you the most interesting person in any room that you are in during any situation with facts that you can pull out of your brain, at your leisure, if you will. And so I'll show you how this works. If we're at a party hanging out, Gavin might start a conversation with me.
I'd say we've had some bad weather lately, which is something people usually talk about, weather at a party. So
absolutely.
Do you have a good weather fact?
I would, and here's where I'd blow your mind. I'm going to tie it into another thing, pessimism and optimism. I'd say, sir, do you fancy yourself as a glasses half full or a glasses half empty guy?
I'm an optimist. Okay. I'd say glasses half full.
Okay, so then when you look at your weather app, you see things as mostly sunny. Did you know that mostly sunny is the same thing as partly cloudy? What? It's the same exact criteria for those
in
the weather report.
Again?
Mostly sunny is the same as partly cloudy. Betty Rock's mind is blown right now.
Okay.
Because they're saying it's 26 to 50% cloud cover. It depends on who your weatherman is. Is your weatherman a pessimist or an optimist? Is your weather app a pessimistic app or an optimistic app?
Okay.
See?
Yeah.
She's still thinking about it.
No, yeah.
This is where if she's single, and if you're single, guys, you got her.
No, you don't.
No, you do.
You honestly don't.
Yeah, you've got her thinking.
No.
Her defenses are coming down.
Nope, now they're coming back up, and she's getting creeped out, and she slowly walks away and calls 911.
Okay, well, we tried. all right, Betty Rock, so you've walked over to me now after the creeper. Now you're like, hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, I'm starting a conversation about, hey, I saw the post you made about going to Disney recently.
Yeah, it was fun.
So give me something about Disney.
I have this little thing that not a lot of people know. Walt Disney, do you know what his last words were?
Yes, it was something to do about an actor.
Oh, you do know this. Oh, you're
fascinating. I don't remember which one it was, though.
Now, I'm intrigued. If I was single, I'd be like, wait, tell me more.
Why is it always going back to that?
Because I don't want to talk to Gavin anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, it was actually about an actor, believe it or not.
Well, who was it?
His last words were Kurt Russell.
Yes.
You know that, too.
He said that he was, what, the next biggest thing?
They had just signed him to a contract, and so it was a 10-year contract with Disney, and so people think that Walt in his last thoughts was still working and thinking about some movie or some concept that they could do with Kurt Russell.
So those
were his last words.
How weird.
Or maybe it was Kurt Russell did this.
I knew it.
He gave us a clue and we missed it.
I knew it. Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.